Hare Krishna. Here we are, Sunday, last day of our fair, and going very well. A little excitement that I'll also tell you about, but overall very, very successful. And once again, we're not gonna hit our 10,000 target. Next year, we're going to need to stay open beyond our 6 o'clock closing now, and probably close at 9 o'clock. And if people know that, then we'll get another wave of guests in the afternoon. Now, most of the people come in the morning, real big wave of people arriving in the morning. Stay for lunch. It takes them a good 3 hours to get from when they hit the Goshala to see everything there, sustainability, Varnashram, move on to past the all the different stalls. People are selling, devotees are selling so many things, and then the main tent, and then beyond the main tent to, and then reality tent, reality show tent, and then of course into the temple room to see Radha Shyam, and finally into the big dining tent. So it takes quite a bit of time for people to get through that. So then at least they'll come in the afternoon, we'll get another wave, because then just between 1 and 3 or 4, not many people come, and if we close at 6, doesn't give them that much time. Anyway, but that's for next year. Our program's going very well. I'm in preaching to guests. I'm in a different location than usual. Usually I've been opposite the main tent, maybe beside the temple. But because I'm close to the main tent, it's always been very noisy. Now I'm in a peaceful place, halfway between the concessionaires, between the barn and the temple. And that gives me a nice opportunity. We're there with Shambhihari, and we're also selling books, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Krishna book, and one volume, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not one volume more, but it's all the 17 volumes in Hungarian, and one volume, A1 volume, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And doing good. Yesterday we did quite well. And meeting nice people. Interestingly, I met one person yesterday who's from Hungary. His family left Hungary at the same time as my family did. They left from the same place, went to the same village, stayed in the same Red Cross camp, and from the there they went, well, we went to Canada, they went to New York, and interestingly enough, later on for 3 years he was quite closely involved with devotees in Los Angeles, and now he's come back and moved and lived here. Very nice man, and he stayed in the temple room after in the evening when we had kirtan, stayed there for an hour. So a lot of nice people to talk to, as well as some politician acquaintances and so on. And I've been giving a talk in the temple room, in the main tent, on sustainability and protecting the environment, and well, maybe that's a topic I can talk about tomorrow. The excitement that I mentioned earlier, yesterday I came back at 1 o'clock, 1:30, to just eat a little something and shower up and go back to the tent. And when I was eating, I heard this rumbling, which at the time I thought it was the a little train going by, and because we have a train going around taking guests out. But as it turned out, a real storm appeared, and this was like a real storm, 80 kilometer an hour winds. I looked out the window, people were running left, right, and center. Well, they were running towards the temple, the barn, or the main tent, or the prasadam tent, and it was coming down like cats and dogs. It didn't last for long, it lasted for 20 minutes, but it was one of those storms that happens here. And in one part of the farm, not over here, I heard that there was actually hail, which that, along with the rain and so on, really challenged the concessionaires. But the clouds cleared, the sun came out, it cooled down, it became very ideal, and to my surprise, the people just stayed. I went back to my spot, and from there I can see who comes and who goes, and no people were leaving. They took advantage of the nice weather in order to wander around, and of course take darshan of the holy name, see the programs, get books. A lot of people were leaving with books. That was very encouraging. And so it's a grand success. We have so many people who I talk to. They say as I come annually. There's one lady who Shandy Harry sold a Brihad Bhagavatamrita too, and she said she's a committed Christian. She's connected with the Panohama Monastery, which is the Franciscan monastery. It's not close to here. It's quite a ways away from here, 1,000-year-old monastery. But she says she came here 3 years ago. She liked everything so much, so she wanted to learn more. And this is about our journey back to Krishna, journey back to God. And so she bought a Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And it's been very, very enlivening. It's just a shame we have it once a year. Extraordinary effort by devotees. We have more than 300 volunteers here. Participating and helping out, and there really is a lot to do. And in the evenings we have bhajans. Yesterday I forgot to record last night's kirtan. I'll try to do so this evening, and many guests stay and the volunteers come, and we have a good time. I chant it until 8, around 6:30 to 8, and then I heard the devotees continued on later into the night. So today's our last day. It's a clear blue sky. Of course, it was a clear blue sky at this time yesterday in the morning. Let's see what Krishna has in store. Oh yeah, that's right, that's what I forgot to mention. In the morning, Sripati, who's early in charge of coordinating the festival, he asked the devotees to pray to Govardhan Lal that we get some clouds so that it isn't too hot. Well, we certainly got some clouds. I told them we should stop asking the devotees to make prayers like that, because a lot of devotees altogether praying for clouds, and you get lots of clouds, more clouds than you planned on. Everything is up to our expectations, up to guests' expectations, and in this way, Paramajayate Shri Krishna Shankirtanam. Hare Krishna.